This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If inflation is going to be sticky right around 3%, and to be clear, the jury is still out on that, people are going to need to be making a steady income. And as we have been reporting, it's become clear that Americans are working much longer than previous generations did. And while more people on the job is in most cases a good thing for the economy, four generations together in the workforce, boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, that can feel a little crowded, and that in turn can get a little awkward. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Getting turned down for a job is never fun, but the last time it happened to Amy Massengale, she says it really stung.
I was told that they were looking for someone with less experience.
Massengale, who lives in Portland, Oregon, had applied for a position in business development very similar to her previous job. She seemed to tick all the boxes, went through several rounds of interviews, and had been feeling hopeful.
The first thought that came to mind is, oh, I should have dumbed down my interview. And that, I wanted to cry after I had that thought. I felt like that's a really sad state of affairs if I feel like I cannot be my full self.
She had already removed a decade of work and the reference to caregiving for family on her resume and begun using touch-up dye to darken the faint halo of gray hairs she noticed in her Zoom reflection.
I don't have any problem with going gray. I really don't. It's a non-issue for me. But it's this feeling of society's just kind of discounting me and discounting the totality, maybe, of my experience, and that experience is a bad thing. I don't understand that. You know, in my mind, that's a good thing.
Massengale isn't even a boomer. She's 55, part of the chronically squeezed and overlooked Generation X. She wrote about her experience on LinkedIn and found a lot of company. Because the longer people work, the harder it becomes to avoid being labeled overqualified for basically any job.
I mean, the reality is that overqualified is often a code word for too old.
Dana Siamkos heads a New York City digital media recruiting firm called You and Them. She says employers sometimes have legitimate concerns about whether a position will be stimulating or high-paying enough for a more experienced worker. But
it's definitely something worth examining in the same way that we are examining other discriminatory behaviors like racism and sexism.
Older workers are often stereotyped as Luddites set in their ways, says Peter Capelli, a management professor at the Wharton School. And it's not just discrimination.
But also just uncomfortableness. And younger supervisors who are afraid to hire older subordinates.
This year, Generation Z, those born from about 1997 to 2013, will likely outnumber boomers in the workforce, while millennials outnumber everyone else, including Gen X. Capelli adds that a business culture that's less hierarchical has made younger bosses more common.
Unstated is, I don't know how to manage somebody who looks like my dad, you know.
That's how Atlanta sales executive Michael Finch felt back before he became a dad and now a grandfather of eight.
I think there's just an insecurity that if we bring on this person that has all this experience and all these years, they're going to try to take my job or they're going to make me look bad.
Now at 61, Finch is on the other side. He says he's applied for dozens of positions in the last year and a half after getting laid off from a VP-level job at a medical imaging company. The thought that he's a threat is frustrating.
Most of us, we've climbed all the ladders that we want to climb or we're able to. And, you know, I'm not interested so much in, oh, my gosh, I've got to make millions and I've got to have this title and all that. It's just not meaningful. What's meaningful is the work.
But job candidates like Finch or Amy Massengale often don't get a chance to make their case when they hit the overqualified wall.
I would have loved to have had that conversation, honestly.
Instead, Massengale found another job, which she started last week, and says she didn't have to dumb down her resume to get it. Michael Finch is still looking in a very chill, non-threatening way. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.